This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match, Team Day today. And one of these teams is going to have the chance to win their very own video arcade game. So players, you ready to go? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Here we are, time for another Starcade. We have two great teams here today, so let's meet them right away. On my right, I have...
Sean Gallagher.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Sean Gallagher. I live in Mission Viejo. I'm in the 7th grade. I attend Newhart Junior High. And my hobbies are bowling, collecting matches, and collecting coins.
Collecting matches?
Yeah.
Or matchbooks?
Matchbooks.
Oh, I see. Okay, because otherwise, I mean, you just have a bunch of matches around. Okay, Sean, who's with you here?
My mom.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
Hi, just fine. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Oh, I'm fine. I'll give you the mic and you can answer me. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Louise Gallagher. I'm the mom of Kevin and Kathy Gallagher. I taught school for 11 years and I'm currently employed in traveling.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Why would anybody name anyone Kevin?
Irish, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Let's meet the other team. Good luck to you guys. You are?
Con Ordonez.
Hey, Con, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am in the 6th grade. I go to Our Lady of Palm Sucker School in New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans, huh? Oh, I've been down. That's a lovely city. What's your favorite video game, Con?
Bagman.
Mine, too. And I think our director, Phil Martino, likes that, too. Okay, nice to have you here. Too bad we don't have Bagman today. And you are, sir?
Vic Ordonez. And I have two children, Con and my daughter, Mandy, who's 8. And it's great to be here in California.
Well, nice to have you here, too, Vic. Okay, those are our two teams. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these two teams is going to have the opportunity to win this fabulous video arcade game today. It is Super Zaxxon. Well, that'd be nice to take back with you. So if you teams will shake hands, please. There you go, and go to the podium. And as they go to the podium, our own Kevin will tell us about the 5 games we have in store for us today.
Jeff, Sean and Louise and Vic and Con better be in shape. They've got a lot of running, riding, kicking and throwing to do today. The first game in our lineup is Motor Race USA, riding low onto the coast. Next is Track and Field, and you'll be Olympic material. Tron, enter a world of energy and light. Next is Pro Soccer. This game is full of kicks. And Spy Hunter, on the trail of spies. Jeff?
Okay, thanks, Kev. Those are today's 5 games. Both teams, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. And one game, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it the first 3 games, automatically you're going to win a prize. Kevin's going to tell our home audience what the mystery game is. Kev?
Today's mystery game is Tron.
All right, now, Louise and Sean, Vic and Con, I have a question for you. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here we go. In Star Wars, who is controlling the movements of the Red 5 during the battle with the Imperial... Yes?
Luke Skywalker?
Okay, it's Louise and Sean. You guys get to answer because you buzzed in first, although I saw Con's hand move. What's your answer?
Oh, Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. No, let me read the whole question and tell you. The Red 5 during the battle with the Imperial TIE Fighters, A, Han Solo, or B, R2-D2, and R2-D2 is the guy doing the controlling. So, with all the mix-up, Con, you get to pick the first game.
I would like to take Tron.
That's the mystery game. You guys get a prize right off, and Kevin will tell us about that.
It's a collector's library of records worth over $300 from the company that brings all the great hits together, from KTEL International.
All right. A nice start for your team. And now let's find out about the game, because you guys are going to have to play it. Kevin?
Journey with me now into a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark, protector of tyrannical MCP, is our dreaded enemy. We can enter this world by one of four routes, and even on entering, we must be on our guard, for the entry path is never the same. We could enter by way of the IO Tower, through the tank maze, directly through master control, or in a blinding flash on the light cycle grid. If we secure one area, we can choose another. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy. It is Tron.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Well, Victor, you going to play this?
Ready.
All right. What do you think, Con? How do you think he's going to do?
His best.
This is his best, huh? Well, you think he's going to do his best?
Yes.
We don't know what his best is yet, right? Okay. As you know, on Tron, there are four different places you can go, and we don't know which one you're going to pick, but you'll have your choice of where you're going to go, and you probably won't know either because the computer kind of spins those things around. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you have 50 seconds. Con over here. Victor, get ready to play. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right. Take it in to the color. Coming up at the light cycles. 20 seconds. Oh, I think you got him. 10 seconds. Good. Way to play. We have time for more points. That's it, 2,925. Nicely played, Vic. Hey, he knew what he was doing, didn't he, Con?
Yes, he did.
Okay, you guys head on back. Here comes Sean and Louise. Now, Sean, did you pick your mom to play this?
Yeah.
Why'd you pick her?
Because she isn't good in any other of these games.
Well, that's kind of a negative way to approach it, but that's okay. All right, Louise, this is Tron. As you know, you have four screens, and you'll pick whichever one you want to go in, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we wish you good luck. Get ready. Over here. Get ready. Get set. Play. Well, we didn't have our best luck with that game, Louise and Sean, but you got Mom out of the way, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. See you guys to choose the next game right here on Starcade. Stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Super Zaxxon. You'll be flying low over an enemy space station, taking on all comers and fighting your way to the ultimate challenge, the fierce space dragon. Super Zaxxon, furnished by Sega Electronics. And now back to our show, here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, at home, you may be a little bit surprised when we show these scores. The nines and the fours on the game Tron look almost identical, and we were very careful to make sure that I was wrong when I gave you a nine. I think I gave you 2,925, but we'll see in just a second what the actual score is. Okay, here we go. Louise and Sean, so far you have 475. That's the bad news. The good news, Louise, is our crew has named you Ms. Tron of 1984. And Vic and Con, you have 2,425. Okay. So Vic and Connor in the lead. There's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored in both games is going to determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you're all ready, I have another question for you. Hands on buzzers. How many waterfalls in the first screen of Congo Bongo? Sean?
One.
No, the choices are 3 and 2, and the answer is 3. So once again, Con, you and Vic get to choose a game. What are we going to play?
Motocross USA.
All right, that's the game. Motor Race USA. And Kevin, will you tell us about that, please?
Well, Vic and Con, you're bikers, just cruising along, not bothering nobody, on the road from L.A. to New York. And you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using the narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road. And you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You picked Motor Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. All right, Con, it's Motor Race USA. Now, you get 500 points every time you pass a car. However, if you crash, you don't get points for passing a car a second time, so you're going to have to catch up if you crash, okay?
Okay.
All right, if you go to the narrow road, you usually can score a little bit better. You got any special strategy?
No, I'll just try my best.
All right, you're just like your dad did last time. Get ready. We have 50 seconds for Motor Race USA. Don't forget to have a break if you need it. Get ready, get set. Play. Good move. Five seconds. Con, I don't think I've ever seen it played that well in the 50 seconds here on Starcade. Congratulations to you. Nice driving. Okay, Vic, take Con on back. Louise and Sean, come up. Sean, he isn't given any leeway at all.
No.
Well, that's going to be tough. Well, we wish you good luck, and Louise, you cheer him on. Any, of course, we know that you're one of the experts here. Any special advice you want to give him?
Just do your best.
Okay. That's chickening out. Okay, right over here, Louise. Sean, get set. 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. And here we go. Boy, crashed at the last moment, Sean, but that was a nice run. Okay, head on back with your mom, Louise. Looks like we tied a Motor Race USA. Some tough competition. We're going to add up the scores now. Both of you had a chance to play Tron and Motor Race USA. Now, one team's going to play for a special prize, so we total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Louise and Sean, you've caught up a little bit. You have 8,975 points.
All right!
Yeah, Vic and Con have 10,925. You guys are going to play the name of the game board. That's it. With your backs to the board, we're going to show you four video games. If you guess the games correctly, we have a neat prize for you, and Kevin will tell you about it. Kev?
For 3 out of 4 correct, you'll win Explore, computerized chess by Sisies, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve mate in 4 problems. It has a sensory board. It's easy to use and portable. Explore chess by Sisies. And Vic and Con, if you get all 4 correct, first you'll win Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers, River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision. And a beautiful jeweled pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Now, who's going to go first?
Me.
You are, Con? Okay, you'll go first, then your dad, then you. All right, in the upper left-hand corner, if you'll take a look, please, what do you see? Is that Gyrus or Mad Planet?
Gyrus.
Right you are, Con. Vic, next one, Doradon or Lock and Chase?
Lock and Chase.
Right you are, in the center. Fantasy, Con, or Pioneer Balloon?
Pioneer Balloon.
Nope, sorry, it's Fantasy. And finally, at the bottom there, Vic, Kangaroo or Frogger?
Frogger.
Frogger it is. Okay, you get the Sisies chess. And we'll be back in a minute to see if Vic and Con can keep the lead. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, this is round 2. Only 1 game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores in all the games, and the top scorer is going to get a chance to win Super Zaxxon. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. Sean and Louise, important for you. You need some points here. Here we go. What color is the spider in Black Widow? A, yes, Con.
Red?
No, sorry. The choices are black and red and black. It's red and black. Red and black. So that means, Sean, you do get a chance to choose the game. What do you think? What are we going to play?
Track and field.
Track and field is a game. That's really a fun game. We'll have Kevin tell us about it.
Welcome to Starcade Stadium. Our players are about to compete in 2 events of a decathlon competition. The decathlon includes the 100-meter dash, the long jump, the javelin throw, the 110-meter hurdles, the hammer throw, and the high jump. The players are now getting ready for the first 2 events, the 100-meter dash and the long jump. Choose your favorite athletes. We are about to begin.
Okay, Con and Sean, you're going to square off against each other in the dash, all right? Whoever qualifies will go on to the long jump. If you both qualify, you'll both go on with further competition in the long jump. The Con's team is ahead. Sean, you need some points. Let's turn around then. We'll get ready to play. I will press the 2-player button. Sean, you'll enter your initials first. Ready? Get set. Play. Sean's initials going first. There we go. All right, we're getting ready to go.
Are you what? Get set.
There you go. Okay. They're off. Look at them go. Keep going. Boy, it looks like 2 qualifying scores.
10.39 seconds.
All right, Sean, you got it by a little bit here. And here we go for the jump. First player up is Sean. Jumped a little early, kind of a low angle, into the dirt.
The distance, 2.56 meters.
Okay, Con, you're up. No qualifying there. All right, Sean, it's your turn. The longer you hold the button, the higher the angle. Here goes Sean. This is going to qualify, I think, is it? A little more, a little more. Let's see. Qualified. Yes, good for you. Okay, Con. Too much angle there, Con. Here we go again. Last try. Sean is up. Here he goes. A little short. Okay, Con, up to you now. Here we go. Here we go. jumped too early. Too bad, Con. All right, that's going to be interesting. We're going to check all the scores now. Let's everybody head on back to the podiums. Well, in the first two games, the team of Vic and Con were victorious. In the last game, track and field, Louise and Sean, you scored the most points. And now we're going to find out who is the winner for today. And whoever's the winner for today is going to go for their own arcade game. So here we go. Louise and Sean, you have a total of 27,715. Did they catch up? Let's see. Vic and Con, you have 23,535. Louise and Sean are the winners.
That was a good one.
Well, it was a tough competition. Con, you were a good player, and so are you, Vic. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards for today, but we have, you won the mystery game, didn't you?
Sure did.
Well, that's nice. Nice to have had you here on Starcade. And Louise and Sean, came from way behind. You're the champions of the day. And what did they win, Kevin?
It's an Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
All right. And in just a moment, let's see if you can take Super Zaxxon home with you. We'll see if they can right after this. And welcome back to Starcade. All right, Sean and Louise, now it's a chance to win Super Zaxxon. There's still two games left unplayed, Pro Soccer and Spy Hunter. During the commercial, we told you that if you picked Pro Soccer, you'd have to score at least 1,800 points. If you picked Spy Hunter, you'd have to score at least 3,400 points. Those are the average scores of 10 other players who played these same games. Now, I understand you reached a decision. You picked what?
Spy Hunter.
Spy Hunter it is. Kevin will tell us about Spy Hunter. We'll get ready to go over and play the game. Come on, Sean and Louise.
Hey, you want to know a secret? There's spies here, all around us, and they're all driving dark blue cars, and they are vicious. If you don't get them, they're going to get you. You can bump them off, and they can do it to you, too. Use your weapons, and when you get the chance, drive into the weapons van for a new supply, but be careful out there. There are civilians, and it would be a shame to take them for one of the spies in Spy Hunter.
All right, Sean, you'll only have 30 seconds, so you'll have unlimited vehicles, but it takes time for the van to come and drop off a new vehicle, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you. Turn around. We hope you take home Super Zaxxon. You have 30 seconds to make 3,400 points. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, shoot anything blue. Don't forget your gear shift. There you go. Another one, let's find another one. Yeah, there's one. Good. Oh, too bad. Josh won it. 7 seconds. 6. Oh, no, Sean, we didn't do it. Doggone. A little trouble with the gear shift, but that's all right. You're a good player. Came from behind to win today.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.